Welcome back to episode 15. I have Chris.
Hello.
And Allie back.
Hello.
To talk about life and everything that's important.
And rape.
And rape. We could finally getting around to talking about that, finally. Now that we're on episode 15.
It's been too long.
It's been way too long. So,
I got this over with a long time ago.
Something is wrong with you.
So, did you want to begin with your competition, since they've kind of been sitting out?
Yeah, well, I got these beers sitting in front of me. They're not getting any colder. So, me and my buddies have this competition on a yearly basis. See who can drink two beers the fastest. And I'm in training right now. And I figured I'd do my training online on the cast today. So, my goal is to get these two beers drank in under 16 seconds. And now, let me remind you, the rules of this competition are no beer bongs, no shotgunning. You have to pour them into cups and drink them.
Mm-hmm.
So I poured the two beers into four cups, and I'm going to see if I can get them drank in under 16 seconds.
Is that the record right now?
No, 16? That's just my goal.
That's your goal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first time I tried it, I got it in 18-something. Second time, I got it in 17-point-something.
Oh, you've seen him do this a few times.
The first time,
yeah. Okay. And, so, yeah, now I'm going to go for 16.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Can
I get some kind of music? Or maybe a drum roll?
Let's see. I'll do a drum roll.
Okay,
you ready?
Ready? Allie, as soon as
timer starts when the cup lifts up, right?
Yep. As soon as I pick it up, you start the timer. Here we go. Oh!
Wow.
That's a new personal record, 15.2.
Well, there you guys go. 15.2.
And I only spilled a tiny bit.
Only a little bit.
Mostly on
the place. I think an acceptable and respectable amount.
That was good.
Say so.
That was good.
All right, so...
Feeling good?
I'm feeling good. If any of our viewers out there can beat 15.2...
If you can drink two of what are these 12 fluid ounce beer cans of whatever beer you choose of, and under 15.2 seconds, let us know.
Yeah,
we'll
email.
Where can they reach us?
Where can they reach us?
You can email us at lolthecast@gmail.com if you see fit to maybe even record your two beer chugging.
That's right.
And send it in. Of course, you make sure you are 21 or over. You know, this isn't a competition for youngins.
Yeah. Make sure you're not freaky or disgusting either.
That's apparently a rule now.
Yeah.
So, just make sure you're neither of one of those things. Or neither of those things.
Dang it, I can't participate.
Allie can't participate because she's...
too freaky and disgusting.
Freaky and disgusting. So, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
So, rape.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I know that they're selling these weird, like, teeth condom things now for $2.
That's what,
what?
That's what sparked this whole...
Did it?
Where did you hear about that?
We'll talk about it.
I heard about, there's these, you go ahead, Dwight.
Okay, well, they're like these anti-rape condoms. They're comb condoms just because they go over the dude's thing, but... they're like inserts that the girl would put inside of herself. And they're... you know how, like, those teeth work and, like... oh, I'm sorry. That was me. Wow. Out of everybody that usually yells at people for cell phones. On parking lots, you know, when they drive over those, like, those teeth that retract down and they're only one way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same concept. And it's in the guy, their razor blades that... when the guy pulls out, it goes out with him, and the only way to remove it is by going to a doctor,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty much the same thing as, like, hey, I raped a chick, and now I need this out.
Yeah.
So.
And I heard, like, the more you tug on it,
the deeper it goes.
Yeah. I heard it was invented by this, like, South African doctor, lady doctor, because,
it's a really high rape rate in Africa.
Say that 10 times fast.
So...
rape rate.
I should wear one of these all the time.
All of the time.
Especially when you go to Stockton.
Yeah.
It costs you $2 a pop to keep from getting raped.
Yep.
Well, actually, that doesn't even prevent you from getting raped. It just kind of gets you a little bit of revenge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would stop him from stop you from being raped, because technically it's not going inside of you. It's going inside of that thing, and then he's not going to do anything else after that.
That's true.
He may kick your ass or something, so
right. Yeah,
keep that in mind.
Yeah, he may be killed.
That article I read about those female condoms said that, like, one... They did a anonymous survey, and one out of every... I want to say one out of every five men had admitted to having committed a rape in his lifetime.
Jesus.
Yeah, something like 20-something percent.
This is in Africa?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Country of South Africa, yes.
That is pretty intense.
Yeah.
One out of five.
Yeah, because I guess, like, they don't take it very seriously down there. It's kind of like a sport.
A sport.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that silly guy.
Are we raping now?
He's the town rapist.
So who wants to go to South Africa?
I do.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
So let me just reiterate to the listeners that we don't condone rape.
We don't, but we didn't want to talk about that.
Unless you want to have sex with somebody and they won't let you.
Then it's okay, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you supposed to
have
sex with them?
Right. If you don't want to, then you gotta find out another way.
Then they'll mumble no, you don't know what they're saying.
Well, man. That's straight from a woman's mouth. Just get them drunk and they'll mumble and then they, you know, you don't know what they just said.
They just said, oh yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, that's what I heard. The slapping and stuff is part of the foreplay, guys.
Yes.
Some people like it like that.
Well, see, maybe that's that type of person.
She speaks from experience, folks.
Well, there you go. Just got confirmation, so...
She just got uncomfortable in this room. And it's all my fault.
It's all Allie's fault.
I always get blamed.
Yeah.
Because it's always your fault.
True.
So, anyways.
So, Allie, I heard you're going to Davis soon. What's the rape rate like there?
One and two.
Yeah. It is a college town.
I hear they call it surprise sex there.
No, that's just what you call it.
Oh.
But
well, I think I got it from that.
Perfectly.
It's good. Good title.
Yeah.
So you obviously don't seem very excited about going to Davis, Woo! Even though I've heard you talking about it. You're wearing a UC Davis shirt.
I am.
And for the last, like, 4 years, you've told me that you wanted to go to Davis.
You actually told me, like... It's
that's
only
okay.
been, like 2 years, I guess.
That you've been wanting to go to Davis?
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. Well.
But I'm excited. It's
a cool
town.
I can't think of anything I've wanted to do for the last 2 years.
I've wanted to rape a few people.
Me too. Like
that's
Gerard
a good point.
Butler.
It's important to have goals, you know?
Yeah. Like I was telling you that earlier, yeah. It's important to have goals. You don't just blindly drink two beers.
Yeah.
With no direction or purpose.
Yeah, because I asked you why you brought over two beers, and you're like, I'm going to try to drink them as fast as possible.
No. That's not a goal.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then
the
you're
goal
like,
was 16 seconds or less.
You wanted to do 16 seconds or less. Which you did.
I did.
You did?
I accomplished my goal. I'm living my dream right now. If you set goals...
On cloud nine right now, huh?
If you set goals for yourself and you meet them, you are living you're living your dream.
If you make really small goals for yourself every day, then every day is just going to be awesome for you.
Yes.
Yep.
If your only goal is to get out of bed and you accomplish it, you're a success.
Done. That's success in my eyes.
Yes.
Which is good.
So don't set your goals too high out there, people.
Yeah. Keep them low. Keep them low so it's easier to do.
That way you're never disappointed.
Yeah.
So I heard you had my brother on recently, yeah?
Yeah, he was on last episode. He did the intro. He sung us a little song about me.
So all you record producers out there,
yeah,
sign us up.
All of those record producers that are listening to us right now.
There's probably about 60 of them.
At least 60.
I think.
Out of the 450 subscribers we have right now.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
Last time it was like 300 something.
Yeah, 450 right now. And
did they accidentally click on the link or what happened?
I have no idea. No, I think we might be doing something right.
Do you think people actually enjoy listening to me and you and Allie ramble on about
rape?
Nonsense and surprise
and
sex?
I've only listened to, I think, 12 or 13. No,
yeah.
I don't remember. It's 12 or 13 that I stopped on that I haven't gotten on lately.
You've listened to 1 through 13?
I think I might have skipped, like, one of them in the middle.
Hmm. Probably the one I was on.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I think it was, like, number, like, 5 or something I randomly skipped. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're... I just don't like that number. They're good to listen to when you're...
I'm just on the internet, computer at night.
Surfing and stuff, you know? Just doing random things.
Yeah, I always feel like if I... like, I can't make the time to listen to it, you know? But it's like, just have it on as background noise and it'll be just fine. It'll be like you guys are at my house.
Yeah, it's like you have friends.
It'll be like, yes. Maybe that's why people like us. We're like friends.
Well, it's kind of cool because you'll just be, you know, on Facebook or something. And all of a sudden you just hear them bring up some topic. And you're just like, where did this come from? But it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And, the last one I watched was when you were talking about, The last one I listened to is when you were talking about that trailer for what's that
Mortal video Kombat? Game
movie? Yeah, and I watched it afterwards.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It was 7.5 so minutes good. Long.
Well, they're making a new Mortal Kombat. Cool.
It's a proof of concept video. It's like them. It's this one guy. He did this video, and he's like, "Hey, I want to make a new Mortal Kombat video movie, and this is what I'm able to do." Type of deal, you know. And
you can do
that? Yeah. And if you do as well as this guy did, then it'll get picked up.
Did you see the original Mortal Kombat movie?
I did.
I saw it in the theaters twice.
Did you?
I loved it.
Wow.
That Sonya chick was hot.
The new one, apparently, she doesn't fight. She's just like a cop. Like, she's in the trailer, but I heard that she's not going to be in there fighting. She's just like an extra person.
And remember, she was the, also played the hot chick in Billy Madison.
She did.
Oh, her.
Yeah, she did.
Miss Vaughn.
Yeah.
So hot. Veronica Vaughn.
Want to touch the hymie.
Ow.
Yep, that's a good movie. So, depending on how you guys still feel about it, we planned on watching Spaceballs after this because Allie has not seen it.
Guilty.
And it is a fantastic movie.
I haven't seen it since I was a prepubescent. So it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been like a couple days.
A couple days. That was like last week.
Yeah.
I think I was there for your party.
Yep, my balls just dropped like two episodes ago.
Ball dropping party.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, so, back Three actually, years. Quick on my 450 subscribers.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw a 500 subscribers party.
Ooh, snap.
Yeah, but now that you're kind of going to Bakersfield.
Yes.
Not till the 13th, though. People start subscribing.
Not till the 13th? The 12th.
July 12th.
You told me 13th. You're such a liar.
I lied to you.
No, he's telling me the truth.
Check your text. I'm actually leaving the 11th.
Oh, sorry, it's the 10th.
No, I'm just kidding, it's tomorrow.
Actually, it was yesterday. I'm not here.
I'm already gone.
You tell me 6 months, and you, like, on Facebook say, at least 6 months, could be longer.
Well, but my boss told me 6 months, but my suspicion is it could be longer. Because...
But we'll still see you on weekends every now and then, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be
not that far away.
The upside is, it's only a 5-hour drive to Vegas, Bakersfield.
That is true.
So, if there's ever a weekend where I don't come home, I might just make a run to Vegas and marry a Vietnamese prostitute and come home. You know?
Sounds like
and live
good
your
time.
Life.
Right. Just forget about her.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Just leave her in Bakersfield. She'll find her way.
There you go.
She'll slowly wander back to Vegas. One hitchhiker at a time.
Yeah.
One BJ at a time.
I hope I'm offending people now.
I hope so.
We do have a subscriber in the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she a prostitute?
I have no idea. The person who lives in the Philippines, email me.
Really?
Email me at lolthecast@gmail.com. Do it. Let me know who you are, you know.
Do it in English, though.
I think English is actually a main language down there. I know it is in Singapore.
Otherwise, why are you listening? I don't know.
I subscribe to a ton of, Chinese podcasts just to listen to them.
Yeah, they make fun.
Get that propaganda going, you know?
Yeah, I like it. You're a smart man, boy.
Yeah, I'm on top of these things. So we last night, we went out and filmed a little bit for my buddy Israel's movie.
Oh, yeah?
That the trailer I showed you. And I fucked up my knee a little bit.
Do you need a Band-Aid?
No.
Can I poke it?
Why would you want to poke it? I haven't had a scab in a long time. Like, I always, when I think of scabs, I always think of, like, my childhood.
Yeah.
Because you fall down all the time, and you're just like, you know, you cry for a few hours, and you're good.
Yeah, well, for me, it's a few minutes, you pansy.
No, I'd do it for a few hours. I get it all out.
Yeah.
Go for gold, you know. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it all the way.
Yeah, go big or go home.
I have scab scratches and scars all over myself. I get, like, a new scratch daily.
I haven't had a scab, I think, since my last trip to Vegas.
You haven't had a what?
I said I haven't had a scab in...
Since your last trip to Vegas?
Yeah.
What happened in Vegas where you got a scab?
Oh, I met a girl. She was... pretty shady, but
do you have a knife fight or something?
No, she gave me scabs. I don't know.
Oh, okay,
all right. No knives were involved.
That was until later.
By the way, hello, Jessica. If you're listening, I miss you.
Come back to me, baby.
Feel free to email us too if you remember, Chris.
At lol
the cast
@gmail.com.
Yep. We don't have an official email yet.
Stands for gangster mail.
Gangster mail. That's what it is. It'll be an easy way to remember it.
Yes.
Gangster mail.
Gangster mail. Bitch.
But yeah, depending on if we get you know, close enough to 500 subscribers and you still haven't left yet, you know.
Yeah.
Just as I'm thinking, you know, it's a weekend anyways, you know, like a Saturday night or something, not during the weekday.
Okay.
Because I know a lot more people. Because I want to get at least all the people that have been on the cast to come to it.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of a, you know, big, you know, back and forth. And I have a buddy who has a camera, and he will film
it.
Is it an HD camera?
No.
Oh, his is.
You're prejudiced.
I am.
You're racist.
It's the geek in me. I'll take quality over
me.
There's no opposite to that. I'll take quality over everything.
Not quality.
Over not quality, right. So, we'll do that, and we'll make a little video about it real quick of us playing some beer pong or something. What are you looking at?
What is that?
What? This?
That.
This is a battery backup.
Oh, in case your power goes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a generator for your computer?
It's not a generator.
It's like a generator for your computer?
It's not a generator.
Why would you ask the same question twice in a row?
Didn't even reword it. It's the same wording.
With the same tone and everything.
No, it's for everything in this corner.
Well, I think a battery backup, in case your battery goes out, it's like a generator. If the power goes out, you gotta have a backup.
Is that thing a battery?
So is that a generator for your computer?
It is a battery.
Is it plugged into the wall?
Yes.
And what good does that do if the power goes out, then?
Because it charges this battery in there, so I can still use my stuff when there's no power.
It's a generator.
It's not a generator.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't start it up, and they don't put gas in it.
I'm going to be honest with you. Well, there's one of those under my desk at work, and I had no idea what it was until just now.
It's usually... that's where I got this one. It was for my last work.
Oh, okay.
You know, they put them in there. That way you don't lose things.
Yeah, because the power went out at work, actually, yesterday.
Did it really?
It did.
Did not, no.
They said it was going to be out till 3:30. It came back on at noon. I was pissed.
I was pissed.
Yeah, I had to work.
But yep, it shows how much power I'm drawing and how much time I have left on the battery if the power does go out instantly.
I see.
I can run everything that's running right now for 22 minutes.
Wow.
Yep.
Enough time to save everything.
Yeah, that's all it's for.
Did you pay for that?
I did not. It was given to me as part of my severance at my last job.
Got it. Why would anybody ever pay for one of those?
Because it's actually really good. Because power outages for computers and stuff are really bad for them.
I see.
Yeah, so and businesses, you know, you don't ever want to lose anything. We had at least like a dozen of these at my old job.
Well,
I even have one that's about three times the size of this out in the garage.
I can understand businesses, but...
Home users? Power users, like nerds like me, I like these things.
Okay.
They're good
and
for
you. And he got it for free.
Yeah, but I'm asking about people who pay for these things.
Right. They're pretty expensive, too.
Actually,
and it's super heavy. Like, you know, about the weight of a car battery.
Hmm.
Which is weird to see, because it's such a small thing, but it's really heavy.
That's what she said.
I see.
She said it was a really small thing, but it's really heavy?
Yeah.
Allie's perverted.
Her boobs were filled with lead. And she was an A cup.
Like
that's
two
disgusting.
Really
bags
small,
of sand.
But they're really heavy.
That's gross.
Like bags
that's
of sand.
That's a perfect
yes.
analogy for it. The A cups.
A cups?
A cups with the lead.
Oh, yeah.
Fits perfectly.
It's small, but they're heavy. Yep.
Like non existent, but it's heavy.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go. Anyways, off of that topic. What else can we talk about?
Well, I know in previous episodes you talked about Red Dead Redemption. Is that correct?
That's true. I actually just beat it yesterday.
You beat it yesterday?
I beat it yesterday.
I
did too,
it.
But not the game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait. How do you... What?
It was a joke. I masturbated.
Oh, okay.
It was a joke. I'm sorry.
That was a good joke. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I had to explain it, so it's not that good.
Oh. Well, it's okay.
But yeah, no, I just got it. Traded in 3 games, plus 30 extra dollars, and got Red Dead Redemption.
What did you trade in? All you had was sports games.
Yeah, I traded in Madden 10.
Okay.
NCAA 10.
Okay.
And Guitar Hero 5.
That's
and
not a
sports game. Plus, it's not. Well, I kind of sweat a lot when I played it. Does that count?
This is because you get so intense.
Plus, my eyes watered a lot.
Oh. That's because you were crying about how intense you were.
Yeah.
Thanks. Or maybe it was just because you were crying and you were trying so hard. Either way.
All those tears from my childhood were just itching to get out.
Yeah.
I only cried for a couple minutes, whereas you got it all out, you know?
Yeah.
Is that meatwad?
No. Someone else said that. Maybe it was you. Maybe you said it twice. Maybe.
Probably.
No, it's a coaster.
Okay.
So it says coaster.
Well, anyways, yeah, I got the game. Started playing it. I haven't got to the rape scene yet, but I'm
there's a rape scene?
I don't know, Dwight, is there?
I didn't see a rape scene.
You didn't look close enough.
Come on,
there was no Brokeback scene in this cowboy game.
Oh, come on.
You know that blonde ranch hand? They got it on.
Bonnie? Is that what her name was?
Was it Bonnie? Yeah, it was Bonnie, yeah.
No, they, he stays faithful to his wife.
He has a wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't pay attention? Come on.
Yeah, you
I guess
pay attention.
Not.
Allie, you completed, like, the first 6 missions for me.
The
point of the whole thing is that, you know, he's left his wife and son at their ranch to go get rid of these bad guys that he used to...
The Bill.
He used to ride with. And,
Bill Williams or something.
Yeah, Bill Williamson or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you go out and, you know, you're trying to get rid of these guys, but to get them, you have to do favors of other people, you know, and it's just like one step after another step after another step.
Yeah. Okay.
And near the end of the movie, not movie, but game, you visit
like
your family again.
It feels like a movie.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Like, if you're playing it on a good-looking TV, it looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, they did a really, really good job with this game, which is a first for Rockstar.
Why do you say that?
All Grand Theft Auto and stuff, they weren't known to look good.
Oh, but they were fun.
But they were fun, right.
Nothing
and
beats,
this one's best of both worlds.
Nothing beats shooting a hooker in the face.
You should hog tie him and then drag him behind your horse.
You can do that?
You can do that?
Yeah,
oh
you can. When you get your lasso, you can go up to people and lasso them and just keep riding and hold the button down so you keep hold of your rope.
That's the first
and
thing
it'll
I'm
just
do.
It'll just drag people.
That is so
I need to work on my aim.
If you're playing on the 360, you get an achievement for hog tying a lady and putting her on the train tracks and a train running her over.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Kat and I are going to get it for our Xbox eventually.
But, okay, so there's this honor meter in that game, yeah?
Yes.
What is that all about?
You get more honor for doing good deeds.
Okay,
get,
what's the benefit of that?
People aren't
like
scared
you.
Of you. Yeah, people
kinda
like
you
more.
Kind of like Fable, you can be good or
right,
evil.
Right, you can be good or evil. Like, at the end of the game, after I beat it, there's an achievement for getting $5,000 on a bounty, which is really hard, by the way.
Yeah.
And using a pardon letter to wipe it all clean. Instead of paying for it.
Wow.
Yeah. And says the title of the achievement is called, like, Friends in High Places or something.
Okay.
And so what I did is I just went to this one town that had, like, a little tower type deal, and I stood up at the top, and I just sat there and just sniped people. And it got to the point where I killed everybody. Like,
so
there was no one left in town.
It seems like there's no incentive to be good.
There is, because when I had a bounty that big on my head, like, I couldn't go to stores and buy stuff. People would run away from me. And
because,
then
I mean,
I got pissed about that, so I'd kill them.
And then you take all their stuff?
No, you can't take their stuff, but then that shopkeeper doesn't appear for 5 days.
Wait,
so,
he dies and comes back 5 days later?
5 days later.
They get a replacement.
Is it a zombie?
It's twin.
Yeah, it's a zombie. He gets up, he took a nap.
Yeah. Speaking of zombies, I have this Jewish friend. His name is Ralph, and he has a theory that Jesus is the first zombie ever in history.
But he hasn't been resurrected yet.
I thought that's what Easter was all about.
I think, isn't Easter his birth?
No, that's
no, or no,
Christmas
Christ?
Is birth and Easter is his death.
I thought Easter was his resurrection.
I have no idea. I'm not religious. So
I've never read the Bible.
May have just offended a lot of people there, but feel free to correct us. I
yeah,
mean,
right.
Send us
and if you
out.
Think Jesus wasn't a zombie, prove us wrong.
That'll be interesting. Prove us wrong.
Yeah. He died, he came back to life. Come on. Prove
well,
us
what
that,
do
prove
zombies
that he,
do?
Prove
they
that
die
wasn't.
And come back.
That's right. So I gotta give credit to Ralph there. He's the one that came up with that theory.
It's a good theory.
I don't know.
He's never thought of it that
like
way.
Like I said, he's Jewish. What does he know?
I guess so.
I just offended 58 more people.
Well,
welcome.
Losing subscribers now. We're trying to hit 500.
Oh, we're going the other way now.
Yeah. All those who are offended, tell your friends who aren't religious and to make sure they tell their friends.
Yes.
Yeah, but, yeah. How do you feel after drinking those beers?
Honestly, if you want to get buzzed really quickly, drink 2 beers in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. You know, normally, a normal human being can drink 2 beers and just be fine. But if you drink them...
in 15 seconds.
You get a nice little buzz going.
Right. That's how I felt after drinking that Smirnoff Ice when Sam Crow iced me.
Yeah.
Like...
I saw the picture.
I probably downed it and probably... It took me a little while. Probably about 30, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a bottle.
I was going to try to bro ice you both, but I just can't bring myself to spend $8 for a gag. I don't know.
You bought a Snuggie.
Oh, yeah.
For the moment for one night.
Well, that was like $15.
It was $20.
But
that
was for himself.
But,
very true.
But the thing is, the other people enjoy the bro ice and they get to drink it. The Snuggie, I got to enjoy that.
Oh, no. Bro icing is not an enjoyment factor on the opposite end.
I don't chug.
I didn't say enjoyment.
So.
If I said enjoyment, strike that from the record. Edit that out.
Okay.
I meant they get to, you know, it's for them.
They drink it, and you just stand there and laugh at them.
And then it's gone. You can't ever use it again.
Snuggie can be reused.
Right.
Unless you put a hole in it.
I use it. There's 2 holes in it.
I'm in another hole.
Oh. Are you being perverted?
A little bit.
This makes it better. Easy access.
It's more
so what I do
versatile.
Now, what I did with my Snuggie after the Anything But Close party is I rolled it up into a ball and turned it into a little chihuahua bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, good for Logan.
Yeah. Well, I need to get rid of him, actually. I'm moving to Bakersfield, and I'm going to be living in a little apartment. I need to get rid of my dog.
I thought about that the other day.
If anybody wants a dog, lolthecast@gmail.com.
He's really good at parties.
He's a pothead. He's a pot monster.
But, you can't have animals in your apartment, huh?
I don't know. It hasn't been picked out yet.
Does he bark? I don't think I've ever heard him bark.
No, he's usually
just when he hears Chris walking up to the house.
Yeah, and then he doesn't bark.
He mostly just whines.
He kind of cries like a little bitch.
He's a little bitch dog.
A little bitch dog.
He is.
Because some apartments I know they allow small animals.
Yeah.
But you always have to have a pet deposit.
Yeah.
But then he's going to be...
But Logan pees in the house.
My guess would be that at an apartment, I wouldn't have, like, a yard for him to hang out at.
Yeah.
No,
or a place to poop other than inside, which I don't want.
Except for in a refrigerator.
Yeah. I'm actually not even mad. It's amazing.
Are you... Parents? Keep him over there for a while, or...?
My parents hate him. And they don't even like the... Well, they like... But they're trying to get rid of the dog that they have now.
I didn't know they had a dog.
Yeah, he's gigantic. He's like a 90-pound puppy.
What?
Maybe I'm
exaggerating. That doesn't make sense.
Maybe he's like 60 pounds, but still, he's pretty
big. He's a big dog. His paws are like the size of my fist.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is he?
A golden retriever? Or
yeah.
Golden retrievers are kind of big dogs.
Yeah.
They
it's
can
more retriever-like.
Not one of those sissy little golden retrievers that you see from time to time. He's like a big... It almost looks like a moose.
He's a moose. I had a cat that was named Moose.
I like it.
Because it was huge.
I want to get...
And then it died.
I want to get... You know, even though I'm trying to get rid of the dog I have now, maybe sometime in the future I want to get two dogs and I want to name them Jarvis and Rock. I don't know why. I just think those two names are awesome for
Would
dogs.
Be good for dogs.
Yeah. Or maybe
Jarvis!
Maybe I'll just make a cartoon and have the main characters concrete Jarvis and Rock, and then it'll be, I won't have to clean up any poop.
No, but you can still enjoy their antics.
Goldfish.
Exactly. Gold, oh,
Goldfish, right.
Yeah.
Get some of those, the fighting fish.
Okay.
And see which one wins.
I had one of those once.
I love those because if it's dark in your room and you have a little light on their aquarium, they'll see the reflection on the tank walls and puff up at themselves.
Yeah, they'll try to fight their reflection.
Yeah, or if you hold a mirror up to them, it's pretty exciting.
They'll do it until they, like, die from slamming their head into the wall.
So mine didn't actually fight itself, it just puffed and big.
So they're not the brightest of animals.
No, they're fish. not the best ones, no. We had a saltwater tank here in the house for a little while and had, like, you know, exotic fish in it and stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, saltwater tanks are a lot to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My friend had one and he had a fish. I insisted it was named Little Allie.
Little Allie?
Yeah. He didn't like it very much, but
the
I insisted.
The fish or your friend?
My friend.
Oh.
He didn't want to think about me.
He got to the point where he just stopped feeding the fish because all he could think about was Allie. He goes, fuck this.
Well, he had to move, and it was a huge tank, and just one little fish because the other ones had died. Little Allie was a survivor. I think he probably just, like, killed it or got rid of it. I think he gave it back to the pet store, actually. Poor little Allie.
Hey, Dwight.
Yeah?
You're pretty good with technology and software and whatnot.
Yeah.
If I wanted to make a cartoon, do you think you could help me?
Possibly.
Like Pip and Skip.
No, like
Jarvis
and Rock.
Back in the day. Yeah.
That's a comic.
What's Pip and Skip?
Pip and Skip is my comic.
You made a cartoon
for
me.
Oh,
did
you?
Yeah. Yeah. I made a cartoon version of Allie.
Really?
I hate communists.
She hates communists.
Why?
Mm. What's the like about him?
Where are most of my friends' walls or something?
I think inanimate objects
is
what I used. I think that's what
was
I said.
Was it like a video thing? Or
no,
like
it was a comic.
Little comics.
Like
they're super cute.
Yeah, I drew it on the computer, yeah.
They're cute. Pip and Skip.
Are you showing me it?
Yeah, sure.
Pip and Skip. It's even on Google?
Mm-hmm.
You have something that's posted on Google?
Well, Google is just a search engine.
Yeah, everything is on Google.
Am I on Google?
I've Googled images
Googling
myself.
Yourself is actually kind of a fun thing.
I've done it to myself, and my
up?
Like Facebook picture actually showed up on like the first or second page. It's actually really creepy.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you get creepy results like
Sam
that.
Raimi is the
best. You drew those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
they
put
changed
those on the
style.
Link bucket.
Huh?
Find the one of me.
Okay.
Because I like myself.
Find
I'm
that
very
one.
Egotistical.
Actually, there's a, this one.
Allie's debut.
I don't know where that is.
Right
there.
Below Spencer.
Oh, there you go.
Spencer's
I
want to
make
funny.
A
I did spell one of Spencer, too. Yeah,
Spencer's
I
want to
make
funny.
A cartoon of Jarvis and Rock, and it should be about rape.
It should be just two dogs that rape things.
Yeah. I mean, dogs rape each other all the time, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Very true.
That's a world I one day want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, your cartoon character looks a lot like you there, Allie.
Yeah.
Says, this is Allie. Allie likes to meet new people, but new people don't want to meet Allie. Most because the new people are walls. That's right, you're right.
Yes.
This is when you worked at Challenges, because
yep.
This part. Allie makes fruit smoothies for a living and likes the people she works with. She might not like the people she serves, but it puts money in her pocket. Allie hates communists.
Mm-hmm.
And you made this, huh?
I did this back in 06.
He's pretty
wow,
genius.
Wow, fucking 4 years ago.
Good
Jesus
God.
Christ.
So you just did this for funsies?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We've known each other for a while.
Yeah, we have.
That's Spencer.
That's so Spencer.
Yeah. Famous Stars and Straps.
I don't know Spencer, but that looks like a funny cartoon.
He's been at your house once.
He looks like Sam with a goatee. Well, at least his cartoon.
Not
hair.
In person. But
yeah,
yes.
not in person.
I'm looking at a stick, like a popsicle stick with hair.
A popsicle stick with hair. Yep.
My favorite was Heart. Heart was cute.
Heart was probably one of the funner ones.
Heart was so cute.
What's Heart?
Heart was one of my characters that I drew.
Based on an actual person in real life? Or
no. He was named Heart because he had his stomach was a heart.
Hmm.
See?
This is Heart.
Heart doesn't talk much.
What did you use to make all this?
Photoshop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yep.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing I used.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I just love how he goes around handcuffing inanimate objects.
What was your inspiration?
I have no idea.
No, your creative
genius.
No,
I don't think I had an inspiration.
Fourth period English, you just bored out of your mind and you came up with this idea? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
I think English was actually my second period.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
So, yeah. Second period. So early in the day, you know, not really caring about school.
Yeah.
And, this was the one where he rested.
Oh, he's angry.
He is angry.
Dwight, you're a talented man, and I just realized it just now.
Yeah?
Before today, I just thought you were a
schmuck. Well, you remember that the time we said everybody talk about a secret that no one knows about?
Yeah.
I said I was an artist that most people don't know about that?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't lying.
Dwight is the funniest friend I have.
Allie doesn't have many friends.
I don't have many friends.
It's a small
They're
sample
walls.
Size.
This was one I was proud about, just because doing this part.
The Santa Claus one?
Yeah. Hart thinks that Santa's not all goody two shoes. He believes that
he's got an agenda.
He has an alternative motive.
Rapes
all the
boys.
Yeah. And he thinks that he's the guy that always steals that bike you've always wanted and then replaces it with coal and says that you were bad that year and that's the reason why. So
that has a pretty sweet flower
son
on
of
it.
A bitch.
Yeah. And this one was a lot of fun. This is my latest one that I did. This was from 08. Just let me know when you want to scroll down.
Hey, Pip, I have three balls.
Whoa there, cowboy. That's too much information.
The third one is pink.
You're going to be the death of me, aren't you?
Nice.
I like how they have little stubby hands now.
Yeah. Well, you could see, like, the way the art changed,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, from, like, black outlines to...
Yeah, and even the background got a lot more
advanced.
Fancy.
It's kind of like South Park.
Mm-hmm. You watch like the first season and it's like really bad and then...
It's all choppy and
yeah.
You can tell it's like paper mache or whatever.
Right.
Construction paper.
Poop. See, this is how I used to do the arms. Or like stick figures and stuff.
He has a unibrow.
He always has a unibrow though.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. Yep, Pip always had the unibrow.
Dwight, you're my inspiration.
I like
that
iPod one too. Where's that one at?
This is one that Terry did. He did a guest comic on mine.
I was wondering why that style was so different. Now
yeah.
Looking at the wallet he made you, I can see it.
Yeah.
Is that Oscar the Grouch?
No, that's Jesus.
Oh, okay. Same difference.
That's going to be so confusing for people to listen to right now. Hey, is that Oscar the Grouch? No, that's Jesus.
Yeah. This has to be a video podcast, damn it.
Yeah. I'll make sure to put it on the link bucket.
Where's that iPod one you did?
The iPod one, I believe,
I danced to myself, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Bang.
Okay, well, this will be the last one that we look at because it gets...
distracting.
You guys can't see what we're saying, so...
Yeah,
it's probably
and we
bad.
All get quiet, so...
Bad radio right now.
Yeah.
So...
We apologize to our viewers.
Yep. And I had two other comics, I believe, at the time. One was one that I created inside of a video game. And the other one was Grenade, which I never ended up doing.
So, just as a different topic, I saw that your last episode you guys talked about politics.
Whoa. You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Sounds I wonder nice. If the mic picked that up.
I think the zombies are here.
Yep.
I think the mic picked that up right there.
That was a big explosion.
Yeah, sounded like someone lit off an M80 or something outside.
Sorry.
I think Allie farted.
I pootered.
Ew.
Okay, so what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Something about the last podcast.
Oh, yeah, you guys were talking about politics?
Politics, yeah. Nick was over, and Nick follows politics, I guess.
Every once in a while, yeah, sure. I lived with the guy for a little bit.
Remember
that.
It was basically about... financial stuff.
Oh.
Because of, you know, him working at a bank and everything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to tell you what we were really talking about. It was kind of hard to follow for me because I don't follow it.
So it was
just
a one-way conversation then, huh?
It was him telling the listeners.
Oh, I see.
You know. That was about it. About how the banks rule America.
I can't disagree with that.
So, that was about it. Nothing too extraordinary.
All right.
Yeah. Let it go. Now you know.
Now I feel smarter.
Yeah. You can live a better life now that you know you've, you know what episode 14 was about.
Yes. And I must say, I'm very proud of you because we became closer friends when I found out that you were watching Beavis and Butthead Do America the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's such a great movie.
And it is a good movie. It still holds its own today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even after all those years, Beavis and Butthead are still the kings.
Still funny stuff. For those of you who have not seen it, who are too young and didn't grow up with it.
You're stupid.
Not stupid. Go. You'll continue being stupid until you go see that movie. And then you'll feel more stupid, but you'll laugh.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Allie's
stupid.
A sheltered child.
I grew up watching, like, My Little Ponies and Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles, alright?
I wonder you're so violent.
Maybe.
Hmm. Yeah, I knew a girl who grew up just watching Disney movies, and I was continually...
I love Disney movies.
Like, referencing movies, and, like, just common movies that people have seen, and she goes, I haven't seen that. I'm like, the fuck's wrong with you?
I have two older sisters. I grew up with Disney movies. And I love them still.
I grew up with Jim Carrey movies.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Jim Carrey movies, horror movies, like the original 13 Ghosts in Black and White by Sir William Castle.
You just made my friend Israel very happy.
Oh my god, I love William Castle.
A horror person, like just to the bone.
I grew up watching The Shining, too.
What's wrong with your parents? I'll say it again.
Yeah, you can watch Disney movies and horror movies.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Basically.
Nothing educational.
Nothing educational, no action movies.
I never liked
Bernie.
So that's good, at least.
By the time Barney was out, I was already old enough to know how gay it was.
So you were what, like 4?
Yeah.
It's about as long as it takes.
Yeah.
Just a few moments watching that show and be like, why am I watching this?
I had a catchy song.
I miss the Smurfs.
A catchy song.
Yeah.
Barney had a catchy theme song.
He did. You can't tell me that's not stuck in your head 20 years later.
It's hard not to get around it because it's so simple.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No?
Nope. That's not going to be an intro song either. I'm not going to swap out this one for that one.
I think we should try it.
I would lose every single subscriber.
You mean you
not
can
me.
Unsubscribe?
You can. Yeah. So it's not a permanent thing. That's why I'm really proud that we're at 450.
Yeah, because all those 450 people could have tuned in.
It would probably take more time and effort to unsubscribe as opposed to just not clicking on anymore.
Suppose, maybe. But it is just one click. It's when
very
you're
true.
In iTunes, it's just there's a button right at the bottom that says unsubscribe.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's not that difficult. So if they wanted to do it, they
maybe
could.
Maybe we shouldn't have told them that.
I'm sure they're smart enough to know about that.
Yeah.
You cannot unsubscribe.
Yeah. So, this is what? Tuesday or Wednesday? This is Wednesday.
I think today's
Wednesday.
Halfway through the week?
Today.
Hump day?
It is hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, what are you doing after this, Allie? Oh!
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Mm.
This is true.
Can I hump you while you watch it?
No.
Dwight will videotape.
I'll videotape it. Then it'll be okay.
No, I wanted to hump Dwight.
It's just going to be a hump off.
Yes.
It's going to be a competition.
We'll do a round robin hump off.
What is that?
We'll go on the...
A round robin?
Yeah.
It's where you take turns.
Oh.
Yep, and then, like, every turn, like, the best people advance.
Yeah.
So it's like a tournament.
Yeah, and it's like best 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Best 2 out of 3. That's
you gotta
all
win 2 humps to advance.
You have a generator?
What?
She's continuing on this,
What is up to with humping?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Has to do with everything.
Gotta plug in your toys, huh?
So, Wednesdays. Now hump off days.
Yes. Instead of Wednesday being hump day, it's now hump off day.
Hump off day. I like it. Every Wednesday.
I will be here.
Okay. My house is the place to be.
Yes.
For the hump off on Wednesdays.
It's true.
Okay. That's good. So, What else can we talk about? What's been on your guys' minds lately? You're spacing out right now. You want to let us know what you're spacing out for?
What's on your mind?
I'm just staring at Dwight's collection of stuff.
I got a lot of stuff.
You're looking at Dwight's junk is what you're saying.
Yes. And I'm liking what I see.
Yep. I like his junk, too.
That's some Futurama.
And Kyle XY, wasn't that like an ABC show or something?
I can't remember, but it was a really good show. First season is, at least. Second season, I kind of started drifting off, and I think the third's out now.
I see.
Yeah. And my Stephen King collection.
What's been on your mind lately, Dwight?
I've been fighting with my unemployment people for a while.
What does that mean?
They haven't sent me a check in like 2 weeks.
Why not?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to call them, figure out, but they don't want to answer their phone.
Your unemployment people, does that mean the government?
Yeah, the government.
You've been fighting
the government? I've been fighting
the government. I don't think you're going to win.
The man.
I'm not going to win, but I just want to talk to someone.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Wow.
So, but if there's anybody out there who lives near me who, there's a job opening at your building, let me know.
Yeah, don't look at me.
Yeah, no,
I'm being shipped
be
elsewhere
one.
Just to, so I can keep my job.
Being outsourced.
I am.
They're training you in other places. They're seeing if you're a versatile worker.
Yeah, they're seeing if I'm able to work in a different zip code.
Don't move to Bakersfield.
What should I do?
You could visit there for 6 months, but don't move there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
don't be like, Bakersfield is awesome, I'm staying here forever.
Yeah,
have you been there?
Upset.
I have been to Bakersfield, and I
are
believe...
Are you really that worried about that happening?
No, I'm not. I am not, actually. One of your friends posted on your status update that Bakersfield is a place that we take pit stops and bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Right.
Completely agree.
That's all you do. Like, before you go to the Grapevine, you always stop in Bakersfield, you go to the mall, go to the food court.
Fuck that.
Meet
I just
up
gas up and leave.
Yeah.
I do not spend that much time there.
Yeah, I posted on my Facebook, oh, it looks like I'm moving to Bakersfield for a while. Anybody know of anything to do? And one of my buddies posted, yeah, I think the main thing to do in Bakersfield is figure out how the fuck to get out of Bakersfield.
Yeah.
So it sounds a lot like Manteca.
So if anybody listens to you who lives in Bakersfield and probably has lived there for a while, if you can say anything positive about it, let us know.
How are the strip clubs?
Yeah, how are those strip clubs?
I've actually heard this place called the Tilted Kilt is a fun place to go.
Tilted Kilt?
Uh-huh.
It sounds like
Scottish.
like a male strip club.
No. Well,
see what's up the kilt.
No, actually, I saw a booth for one in Tempe, Arizona. They were set up outside of a baseball park, and there were some pretty hot women that were scantily clad in these little bagpipe-ish skirts.
That's
and whatnot.
That's what we'll be doing every night.
Hmm.
And they're handing out flyers and stuff. So, it's legit.
It's legit.
It's legit.
They got flyers. It's legit.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good.
I thought kilts was something that only men could wear.
Well?
Like for it to be called a kilt. I think on girls it's just a
it's
skirt.
It's a skirt, yeah.
Whatever. I have a Scottish friend of mine that I can ask.
Whatever it was,
I mean,
they had
speed
bagpipes,
the whole thing. He does it all.
Oh, I so want to learn how to play the bagpipes.
I actually recently learned that I really want to learn how to play the accordion.
You just now?
I was
uh-huh.
like, I want to
don't
learn how to do
the
that.
Keyboard on it, too.
The keyboard and the...
Yeah,
you could be like Steve Urkel.
Yeah, but not as gay.
And
my life won't end at that show.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of him after that, huh?
He was in...
It came out on DVD, though.
What?
Have it at Target.
What did?
Family Matters or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They have the series on DVD
good
now.
For you.
But I think
good for Target, I should say, rather.
But didn't the girl end up in a porno or something?
I hope.
I hope. Maybe it's in the bonus features of the DVD.
Pretty
maybe
sure
that's how they're going to sell it.
Pretty sure I've seen it, too. It's pretty
yeah.
pretty awesome.
Okay, we'll send our team of researchers into that.
When are we gonna
oh, you know what?
Porn and Popcorn Thursday, that's what I want to know.
Tomorrow.
We should.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Porn
that was weird
Thursday.
For me. Right? I don't want to do that
you
again.
You didn't like it?
No.
What's wrong with watching porn with your best friends?
Well, I don't like popcorn, so it was
oh.
just a porn Thursday for me.
Porn and pretzels.
Porn and pretzels? I kind of like pretzels.
Porn and pretzels. That has alliteration as well. We should do that.
All right. Porn and pizza?
Oh.
That would
porn,
probably
pizza, and paps?
What about porn and popsicles?
Paps.
But it's a P.
Yeah, it's true. Popsicles.
Porn and popsicles?
I could get
pizza popsicles.
The little... guys sucking on popsicles.
Corn and pizza pockets.
Corn and pizza pockets.
That's
wow.
got three peas in it.
That does.
Well, if you got any suggestions for good movies we can watch on our Porn and Popcorn Thursdays.
Porn and Pizza Pockets Thursdays. That's
yes.
a lot harder to say.
Porn and Pizza Pockets.
See? Isn't that weird?
Porn and Pizza Pockets. Porn and Pizza Pockets. Porn and Pizza Pockets.
Add Thursday at the end of it.
Thursday.
Porn and
Thursday,
Pizza Pockets.
Thursday,
Thursday,
Thursday. Porn and Pizza Pockets. Christmas out.
Right.
That's like trying to say rape rate 10 times fast.
Rape rate. That is true. Oh.
You know, it's one of a short-term goal of mine to possibly go back to school and become a teacher. And I just think, what if it actually happens? I think I'm fucked if that happens. Because
if you become a teacher?
Yeah.
Why?
Because this stuff is, like, out there for people to hear, right? If parents ever heard anything I said on the show...
I haven't posted your last name.
That's true.
Well, you also wouldn't want to teach high school or anything. You'd want to do college, or else you'll hate your life and will be living in a cardboard box.
No offense,
you gotta start somewhere,
out
though.
There.
Yeah.
You gotta get experience under your
Very
belt before
true.
You jump right into a college.
Yeah. So let's
I'll
not,
be so good.
Let's try not
right
to
in.
Use last names. Yeah. So let's not use that.
Well, I don't think we do use last names anyway.
Yeah, and plus I'm gonna
you
become...
We talked about yours, I think.
I'm gonna become the 53rd president of the United States also, so...
Okay.
Gotta be careful there.
Everybody go vote for Chris.
C. McD.
Don't say my initials either. I'll punch you in the baby maker.
That's not even the stomach. That's like in this area.
Yes.
Straight shot. Just go for it. just do it right now on air.
It'll make a funny slapping noise. Watch. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
No children for you.
My ovaries.
Oh, I'm bleeding.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That is rich.
That is good entertainment. So, Allie, you haven't really brought up any like topic. It's all been me and Chris this whole time.
Quit being useless, Allie. Do something.
Yeah, do something with
I'm
your life.
I'm a woman. What else do you want from me?
Well, you're not making sandwiches, so
show the viewers your boobies or something.
Woo!
Oh, I wish you guys were here right now.
Oh, those are nice. Yeah, that's
you
nice.
A postcard. Wish
Chris,
you
put
here.
Your shirt down.
It's hot.
So, Allie?
So, I don't know what to talk about ever.
Well, here's what's going to happen. In the next 30 seconds, I'm going to bring up a topic.
Okay.
I'm going to leave the room to use the bathroom, and you guys are going to discuss. It's going to be an awkward topic, so be prepared.
I can't wait. I love making people feel awkward.
Yes. It's perfect. Okay. Now, the topic is... Barbara Walters, Oprah Winfrey, and Chris McDermott. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
Wait, Barbara Walters, Oprah Winfrey? There's not even a hot one in there.
Oh.
Here says your own name.
Burn.
Erase it.
Chris for all three.
I'm gonna marry Oprah because she's loaded.
That's true.
I'll kill Barbara.
I would kill Barbara,
yeah.
And I'll fuck Chris.
Oh,
that was
definitely.
Easy one.
Yeah, that was so easy.
Easy.
I didn't lose
wow,
her.
Fuck up. Jeez, that was like 2 seconds
yeah.
of decision making.
Yeah, good for gold diggers.
Yeah.
Or you're in a harpo.
It's not so much a gold digging thing as it is, why not? Like, if I can, why not?
Just for bragging rights, really.
Yeah, or, you know, just the fact that you'd be in that position where you're like, your
that
opinion,
close
would, prob-
with
your opinion
Oprah.
Would probably mean something.
Like, hey, I'm going to publish a book. I'm going to get your next book of the month.
Yeah, I'm going to make a book. All right. You go make that book.
I want to publish a book someday.
Do you?
I have no idea what it will be about. Or
unicorn meat.
Yes, unicorns. Oh, you should hear my story about Rutherford the Glitter Herpy Dragon.
Rutherford?
Rutherford.
Rutherford the Glitter Herpy Dragon?
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
It's an actual story you've written?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was a few texts long. Chris couldn't fall asleep one night, so I texted him a bedtime story about Rutherford.
You should write it out.
I will.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
So it's not text.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so
Chris,
easy.
That was, yeah, that was way too easy. We were done. Like,
we won't tell you, though. You have to listen to
All
find
right.
out.
I'll be
yeah,
surprised. I'm pretty sure I'm the one getting murdered, right?
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah, I'm very good.
Technically, you have a 1 in 3 chance, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, 55 minutes in now. You know.
Let's go streaking.
Let's go streaking.
Streaking!
I'm surprised that no one's done the stoplight thing yet.
I know.
You know.
Next episode, we are setting it up. 100% guaranteed.
Have fun
if
with
nobody
that.
Else wants to do it, I'll go do it. And we'll record it, and we will put it on the podcast. What do you think?
That sounds like a good idea.
You going to be in town?
I will.
Good.
Man, I have nothing else to do. I don't got a job right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm working on a new montage right now for Modern Warfare 2, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
I got about another 40 seconds of stuff I got to fill in there.
Huh.
See,
me.
You do have the abilities. You got to help me make a cartoon.
Well, cartoon is different than recording myself killing a lot of people online. That's different.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
It's the same exact concept.
It's just with dogs,
they're
not
shapes,
guns.
They're shapes and colors moving around, and you're controlling them.
We'll
okay.
start with a comic, and then move to a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta draw what they look like, though.
I will.
Oh, boy.
And then I'll help you transfer them digitally.
But can I do it? Do I have to do it by hand, or can I do it with technology?
Either way. You know how to work CAD, right?
Yes.
Just design some dogs.
Okay. But CAD is more like
bomb.
Straight line.
Ellipse,
I want them to be
circle?
Like super retarded.
Oh,
crazy
dude.
Shaped.
Set up CAD on your computer. I can sew.
I got
make
it.
Some retarded. Did you?
Yeah.
I want to get it still.
Sam's been trying to get a hold of one for a long time.
Well, he found a crack for it. Like, he thought he did. It was like 2009 or something like that.
I don't know.
But it doesn't change that much every year.
No. But, oh well.
I'm craving Pringles.
Pringles?
Yeah.
Munch Pop just can't
do
stop.
You like dill pickles?
Yes.
My mom loves those ones.
I was, yeah, she knows
they're
what I'm
so strange.
About. There's a, excuse me, a Pringles out there. It's dill pickled flavored.
Do you have any?
Delicious. No, I don't have any.
They're strange.
They're at the
horrible?
Alien gas station, and there's like, they have a few flavors there.
You're such a cock tease, Dwight.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I used to get them all the time when I worked at my old job. Like, me and my buddy Will would just, like, get, like, crazy ones and try them out. Like, they got a buffalo wing one that tastes
ooh.
Just like buffalo wings.
Ooh, really? I love
so,
anything with
Pringles,
buffalo.
I don't know what they're fucking doing, but they got it down.
Nice.
All of their flavored stuff, like, their crazy stuff. I mean, I'm not big on barbecued stuff. I don't like...
I love
I like the original ones, you know,
anything.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, barbecue chips. I don't like barbecue chips, but their buffalo wings are really good.
Don't touch boy.
I like the specialty flavored ones.
Yeah. I personally, I'd rather get regular Pringles and eat dill pickles like on a, as a side dish.
Just chop up a bunch of pickles and then like...
No, well, you could do that too, but I was thinking, you know, a Pringle in one hand, dill in the other, and just kind of alternate, like you're double fisting it.
I don't
so would you
like
get
pickles.
Would you get original Pringles?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get the dill flavored pickles?
Ooh.
Or
the
Pringles?
If I had...
That'd be a
the option. I would probably go with the dill ones, but I also want the pickle.
I want fried pickles.
I like pickles
from Hooters.
I've never been to Hooters.
Really?
Yeah, I've
yeah,
never
a couple
been.
Times. It's all right.
I heard the food like is really bad there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the waitresses aren't really qualified to be there.
Dude, I went in Sacramento. This girl is flat as a board.
Yeah, you should have shown me.
Was she a board?
Basically.
Oh.
I mean, obviously they can't really discriminate against who they hire,
yes,
but.
They can.
I don't think you're qualified.
It was.
What was that? No, you're not qualified.
I actually did a report in college on Hooters, and they are allowed to discriminate because it's technically an entertainment thing. It's like a typecast where if you go as an actor, so like say for you example, you go audition to be the 80-year-old man, you're not going to get the part because you're not an 80-year-old man.
It's like dudes can't be waitresses there.
Yeah.
So you have to fit the profile.
Because dudes can't be waitresses.
No.
They could be waiters. I didn't. I said that.
So they fall. Yeah, they've been sued a bunch of times, but they get away with it because they claim to be an entertainment service.
Well, that brings me up to the like people who have seen. I want to say it's Ocean's 12.
Yeah.
Where there's a scene in there where the lady is like judging their waitresses, and like she's like I don't know, she's like pinching her arm or some shit, and she goes. I'm sorry, you know, we're going to have to let you go. And she goes, what, I've only gained 5 pounds and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, you know, mm-hmm. all that shit. And they fired her, right? And they talk about how they don't hire them as waitresses. They hire them as models who serve. Mm-hmm. So they can judge, you know, they can fire you if you've gained weight or not.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if that's, like, a legitimate thing.
It
like,
is.
I wonder, well, what I'm saying is, like, I wonder if that's how Hooters classifies themselves.
Yeah.
Models who serve.
Yeah.
Do you consider those ladies in there models?
Some of them are okay.
Have you seen models? Most of them are, like, it's a runway models. They look like aliens.
I mean, just yeah. like any strip club, you're going to have your A squad and your B squad. You probably hold off the A squad.
Well, they should at least throw a schedule up of when the A squad's in.
Well, they throw the B squad in after people have had a few drinks and they got their beer goggles on.
Or on a Tuesday afternoon.
In dark corners.
Yeah.
Shadows.
Dance. Would you like a dance?
Lap dance. That was
dance
a good one.
Stage.
No, Steve. I don't want to fucking dance again. Well, on that note.
Yeah, on that
note. Let's go get some Pringles.
Go get Pringles?
Want
to watch Spaceballs.
Late night jalapeno popper chips.
You guys can get the movie started. I'll get the grub.
Yeah.
I think it's
okay.
an excellent deal.
Well, we did it over an hour. That was good.
Yeah, maybe I'll get some more beers, too. We'll chug them. See
yeah.
if you guys can beat 15.2 seconds.
I will.
Oh, I can't.
What do you mean
I'm not.
Can't?
I don't shotgun beers.
Yeah,
like
me
ever.
Neither. I drink casually.
Shot.
I'm saying, you know, like the process of chugging beers.
Oh, okay.
I don't do that.
You're not good at opening your throat?
Mm-mm.
Alias.
I've never been good.
I can't chug.
She didn't even deny it. She goes, I can't chug. Okay, let's end it there. That was a good note to
Bye
end
friends.
On.
Hi, Allie's mom.
Right, goodbye, everybody.
I won't tell my mom.